Enjoy the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-L, Sal, Red, Great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Hi, where you been?
Out shopping for a trousseau.
Oh, yeah? Who's getting married?
Nobody. But someone's going on a honeymoon.
That's the way to do it. Skip the ceremony, get right to the essentials.
Oh, Mike, that ain't it.
Mike's gonna find out pretty soon anyway. Can I tell him now?
Well, all right. But you gotta promise not to tell Archie.
Okay.
Ma's going on a second honeymoon.
With who? Told me not to tell Archie, I figured.
No, Mike. See, I want to keep it a secret and surprise him, so I ain't telling him till the night before we leave.
Where you going?
The Hotel Atlantic City in Atlantic City. It's the same place we spent our first honeymoon 25 years ago.
Is that a great way to celebrate a 25th anniversary?
Yeah, that's very romantic, Ma. What made you think of a second honeymoon?
Well, I was in the dentist's office reading this article in Cosmopolitan magazine, 10 Modern Ways to Keep Your Marriage Fresh. Well, the first 9 ways were a little too fresh for all. But the last one said, go on a second honeymoon and feel like a newlywed again, and that's what we're gonna do. Honey, wouldn't you like to go on a second honeymoon?
No.
Why not?
I'm not through with my first one yet.
Mike, while we was gone, was there a phone call or a telegram for me?
No, Ma.
Oh, my. The hotel said they'd let me know if they could give us the same room we had 25 years ago. Maybe that's the telegram. I got the idea of the same room from watching the movie Plaza Suite. Oh, hi, Louise.
Hello, honeymoon girl.
Louise brings in a suitcase.
Hi there.
Hi, Louise.
Hi. Will this be all right for you?
Louise, that's beautiful, and it's so light.
It's airplane luggage.
Oh, my.
Oh, but don't worry, Edith. You can take it on the bus.
That's good. Mike, would you take this upstairs to your room? If Archie sees it, he may catch on.
Oh, sure, Ma.
Oh, and Ma, I better hide your new negligee. Because if Daddy sees it, he'll go wild. Oh.
You mean you haven't told Archie yet?
Oh, no, I ain't gonna tell him till the last minute. I want to surprise him.
Well, the last time we went away on a weekend, my husband surprised me. George and his practical jokes.
What did he do?
He signed the hotel register, Mr. and Mrs. George Wallace.
Well, Archie was very nice on our honeymoon. He was a perfect gentleman.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Better luck this time. Oh.
As Louise leaves, she meets Archie at the door and laughs even harder.
What's with her? Did she hit on a number?
No, Archie, she's just happy.
Yeah? Well, how come she's so happy in the middle of the week? I certainly ain't happy, and I got a bone to pick with that son of hers, Lionel.
What happened?
Ah, you know, I wanted to go to the Knicks-Lakers game. You know that. I couldn't get off of work to buy you tickets. So it was just a line. Look, I'll give you $5 if you go to Madison Square Garden and stand on line for a ticket. That was 2 days ago. I ain't seen hide or hair of him since.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Yeah, this is her. Oh, would could you hold on a minute, please? Archie, this is a personal call.
For me?
No, for me.
Hey.
Do you mind?
Why should I mind? Answer the phone.
I mean, do you mind leaving the room, please?
Archie cocks his brow, then peers around the room.
I know you ain't talking to me.
Archie, this is private.
Call it that. This happens to be my house, my living room. That's my telephone there. I'm in on all the privates in this house.
Hello? There's someone here in this room who ain't supposed to hear what I'm gonna say. So you talk, and I'll go, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Last 2 days.
Well, I just came to tell you about the ticket.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No, I got it for you.
You got the ticket? Oh, whoop-de-doo, Lionel, I could kiss you.
This I gotta see.
Shut up, huh?
What's going on?
Hey, ticket to the Lakers-Knicks game. Hey, reach your heart out, meathead. Oh, and Lionel, here's that $2 we was talking about. Buy yourself something there.
Hey, wait, didn't you say $5?
Well, let's wait and see if the game is any good, huh?
Hey, this game is next Sunday.
Next Sunday? Oh, no, Archie, you can't go.
Why not?
Next Sunday is our 25th anniversary, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez, I'm sorry, Edith. I forgot all about it. Don't worry. I'll make good. Don't worry. Hey, Lionel, come here. You see the way this is? I'm in a corner here, you know. 25th anniversary, that's one of the biggies. I don't feel I can leave Edith alone. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Mr. Bunker. You want me to sell the ticket?
No. I want you to get another ticket for Edith.
Archie, I don't want to go.
You're going. Yeah.
No, it's impossible, Mr. Bunker. There's not another ticket around. They're all sold out.
Archie shrugs to Edith.
Then I gotta go by myself. Well, you made me trying there, didn't you, with Lionel? Here, Lionel, thanks very much. Thanks for all you've done for me, really.
That's all right, Mr. Bunker. Hey, listen, is it really your 25th anniversary?
25th, Lionel.
You know this $2 you gave me?
Yeah.
Buy yourself something.
Smacking the bills into Archie's hand, Lionel leaves, grinning. Archie shuts the door, fingering the bills.
What does he expect me to buy with $2?
The game. I was planning for us to be together.
We're going to be together, Edith, after the game. I'll come home, I'll pick you up, and maybe I'll take you out for a pizza, glass of wine or something.
But it's our anniversary.
I know it's our anniversary. Our anniversary, Edith. That's a 50-50 proposition. What do you want to do, spoil my half?
I think you better tell me a surprise now.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to keep it a secret till next week, Archie. Does room 822 mean anything to you?
It's a TV show, ain't it?
No. Don't you remember the Hotel Atlantic City?
Oh, yeah, what a flea bag.
No, Archie, it was lovely. That's where we spent our honeymoon, remember? And I've reserved the same room for next weekend. We're going on our second honeymoon.
Oh, no, we ain't. If you reserved that room, you just unreserved it. I got money invested in this ticket.
What, $7.50? Ma, how much is that hotel reservation going to cost?
$62.
$62? Where'd you get that kind of money?
I saved a little bit every week from the house money.
Oh, well, Edith, I'm sorry. You just better go and get that money back.
But, Archie, I can't. It's what they call a guaranteed reservation.
But you can get the money back on that ticket easy.
Sure I can, because the whole world wants to go to the basketball game. Who the hell wants to go to that rotten hotel?
Hobbs, that's the whole point. You got a ticket worth $750 that you can easily get back, but you got $62 invested in the hotel reservation that you can't get back.
Well, I'll show you the kind of man I am. I'll take the loss and go to the game.
Oh, no, Archie. You can take your loss, but I ain't gonna take mine. You can go to a basketball game any day, but your 25th anniversary comes once in a lifetime. We're going to Atlantic City.
Wide-eyed, Edith glares at Archie without wavering. Archie studies her, then glances away with a shrug. He turns to Michael, who nods with a faint grin. Archie scrunches his face in imitation.
All right, Meathead. Looks like you're going to a basketball game. And me... I guess I'm going on a second honeymoon with Edith.
Oh,
she hugs him.
Thank you.
Michael smiles as Edith hugs Archie again. Then she kisses his cheek several times. Archie smirks sheepishly.
Oh, here they come, Michael. Get the rice quick.
Here you go.
Da, 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 da. As Edith and Archie descend the stairs, Gloria and Michael throw rice at them. Archie, in a suit and tie, swats at the rice while Edith giggles.
Right, to make sure you have lots of children.
Right. You're supposed to do that outside of a church, not in the middle of the house. Why? It gets all over the floor, that's why. Come on,
don't worry, Daddy. We can clean it up in a hurry. It's minute rice.
Oh. Come on, Edith. Come on, pick up your suitcase.
Oh. Archie takes his own suitcase outside. Edith collects hers and hurries after him.
You know, I don't know why anybody would want to go to Atlantic City this time of year.
Honey, it's not where you go, it's who you go with.
Poor Ma, that's two strikes against her.
At the hotel,
here we are, folks.
A bellboy brings the suitcases into the room.
Archie, the first time we were here, you carried me across the threshold.
In the doorway, Edith raises her brows eagerly at Archie.
Get in here.
She steps inside.
Oh, my, it's even prettier than last time.
The last time?
Yeah, we was here 25 years ago.
Ah, it's nice to have steady customers. And if you need anything, just pick up the phone and ask for Albert.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a very pleasant stay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good night.
Take care of your hair.
Oh, no, sir. Our customers usually take care of us at checkout time.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. Checkout time. It'll probably cost me more. Well, I gotta hand it to you, Rita. This hotel certainly has come up in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's been all redecorated and everything.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking about the redecoration. I was talking about the help, you know. Notice all the high-tone colors here? Yeah, that's what it takes for service. You know, that's what killed the railroads. They run out of all them high-tone colors. And after that, you couldn't get a decent pancake no more.
Archie flips through the TV program.
I hope they think we're high-toned whites. Now, Archie.
Edith beams at him.
Well, what?
I can't get over it. We're really here.
Being as here as where we was headed, Edith, I don't see no miracle there.
What do you want to do first?
Oh, look at this. The Three Stooges are on a late show.
Hugging Archie from behind, Edith frowns. Archie continues checking the guide.
Oh, no.
Well, take it easy. You don't like that. We watched Johnny Carson.
Archie, we can watch
watch TV at home. We're on our honeymoon.
Oh, now listen, now listen. Hey, take it easy with that stuff, huh? Come on, well, your honeymoon is for kids, Edith. It's not for older people like you.
Edith steps back, the corners of her mouth dropping.
Archie, for your information, I'm at the prime of my life and at the height of my sexual attractiveness.
Smiling, she wiggles her eyebrows and tilts her head. Archie gazes soberly at her, then purses his lips.
I can't believe this.
I didn't either until I read it in Cosmopolitan.
Don't believe everything you read, huh?
No, Archie. Why don't we do what we did on our first honeymoon?
What do you expect me to be, like the light switch?
Edith peers around, confused.
And listened to the ocean and talked about our future and all the things we was gonna do.
I know, but we've done all them things, Edith. What's left to talk about?
Well, if we've done them, then they're memories and they're even nicer to talk about. Come on and sit down with
me. Right, don't push me around like a broom.
She seats him by the window.
Wait a minute.
Opening the window, she leans out. Edith shuts the window again, then affectionately clasps Archie's shoulders as she passes behind him to sit in the other chair. They gaze around the room.
Well, I hope you can remember something. I can't think of nothing.
I was just remembering how funny I felt the first time we was alone together in this room.
Well, it's only natural, Edith. The young girl on a wedding night is bound to be a little scared, nervous.
I wasn't scared.
Well, no, that was because of me. Of course, I was kind and what do you call considerate?
And sick. Don't you remember? You had a terrible upset stomach.
Well, I always get an upset stomach when I take a bus to Jersey.
They glance around the room again.
Archie, have you been happy with me?
Well, certainly I've been happy with you, Edith. Jeez.
He looks away.
Of course. It took a little getting used to it. I had to tell you a lot of little things.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, for instance, not to shake a beer can like tomato juice. First 3 days of our marriage, I was drenched to the waist.
Edith grins.
What about you, Edith? You been happy with me?
Oh, yeah, Archie.
No complaints or nothing?
Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, come on now, Edith. I know I'm pretty good, but nobody's perfect.
Oh, that's right. Everybody has some faults.
Yeah, that's... What faults?
Nothing.
Come on, what?
Well, like right now, you got kind of a quick temper.
But that ain't my fault. World War II done that to me.
You've been a good husband and a good father. Remember when Gloria had the measles and she had that high fever? You came home and sat up with her all night long. You didn't get any sleep for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then when the fever broke, I remember we went down in the kitchen for a cup of coffee.
The look on your face. I ain't never seen you happier in my life.
Well, that's probably because it was the first time you give me a good cup of coffee.
He smiles.
Oh, gee. Oh, my, look at the time. It's 1 o'clock. Let's go to bed, Archie. I want everything to be just the same as it was on our first honeymoon. I'll be right back.
Alrighty.
She goes to the bathroom.
Who's that?
It's Albert, sir.
Oh, yeah, Albert. I'm opening the door for you, Albert. Hey, what's all this?
The basket of fruit is compliments of Mr. Stevens, the manager. And the bottle of champagne was ordered to be delivered to your room.
Oh, yeah? What about you?
Well, there's a cord on the bottle, sir.
Oh.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Oh, wait a minute, let me take care of you.
Oh, no. Check out time.
I have a feeling Albert's going to cost me a nominal wage.
Archie turns to the champagne.
See what the card says here? To the happy couple, we hope this adds a little sparkle to your honeymoon. Love, Mike, and Gloria. See, the meathead puts his name first.
Archie unwraps the foil from the cork.
I bet it was Gloria's idea. So what do we got here? New York champagne. Well, that's a phony label. They don't grow raisins in New York. Here we are, good old Bubbles.
He pops the cork.
Oh, Archie!
Edith calls from the bathroom. Archie pours 2 glasses.
Come on out. You need surprise out here.
What surprise?
The kids. They sent us a bottle of champagne.
Oh, ain't that sweet.
Well, come on out now and get some.
I'm coming.
Edith enters wearing an elegant long blue robe over a nightgown.
Here I am.
Archie glances at her. And cocks an eyebrow. He looks her up and down.
Hey, no, you look kind of pretty standing there.
She beams.
Is that the same dress you was wearing when I first seen you come through that bathroom door?
Oh, no, Archie. I just got this at Bloomingdale's.
See, that's funny. You look just like you did 25 years ago.
Thank you, Archie.
Edith tears up.
Come on, let's kill this bottle of champagne, huh?
Wait, I'm gonna make a toast. Thank you for a wonderful 25 years.
Well, Edith, thank you, too. After all, I couldn't have did it without you.
They clink their glasses together and sip. Taking Edith's drink, Archie carefully sets down both glasses.
Well, Edith?
He smiles.
Well, what?
She grins. Archie steps closer.
Well, this.
He pulls Edith close and kisses her lips passionately. Edith embraces him, then they hug cheek to cheek.
Edith, come on, I pushed the button for the elevator.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Come on, we only got about 10 minutes for the bus here. We'd be late.
Can I help you with anything, sir?
Well, that's all right there, Albert. I think I can handle it.
Well, I'll handle it. It's checkout time.
Albert takes the suitcases from Archie and heads down the hall.
I knew this was going to cost me, Edith. Look, all I got is paper. Have you got 3 pointers?
Edith pulls out her purse and hands Archie some coins. As they leave, she casts a smile back at the room. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Teleplay by Warren S. Murray, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Script consultant Don Nickel. Executive producer Norman Lear.
was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans, Lionel. Isabel Sanford, Mrs. Jefferson. Mel Bryant, Albert. Associate producer, Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
Viacom.